John Batchelor with Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Vice President. He is in Tel Aviv. We are discussing events following the Iranian assault on Israel, on Jerusalem, on Tel Aviv, on the people of Israel, whether they're Muslim or Jewish or Christian, by launching drones and ballistic missiles into the air that could have fallen anywhere. We now turn to the other conflicts ongoing. Hamas first, because there's talk from Qatar again about a delicate, that's the word, stage of negotiations over the hostages. At the same time, last I checked, the Israeli Defense Force is deployed in Gaza. It has pulled some large units out, but the brigade that's there, I'm told, is active. There have been raids in Rafah. That is unfinished business. Now there's a report that launchers in Gaza have been destroyed by the IDF. So in some fashion, the Hamas is making demonstration that they're still in the fight. Jonathan, suddenly all the world that had been knocking Israel for its conduct of the war in Gaza was praising Israel for its defense of Jerusalem. What about Gaza? Is that story now buried on page 17, or is there what we were told, date certain for the Rafah operation?
But it's still very much in the aperture here in Israel. The Israelis would like to get back to finishing that war. They, as they see it, they can potentially take one chess piece off of the board in this game that they're playing with Iran. And that is still important. It's important, I think, for the Israeli public as well, as they consider what they're watching and the threats that they perceive. I would say, though, that the Gaza operation is probably still several weeks away. We have seen reports of Gazans beginning to move north at the behest of the Israelis and perhaps others, you know, within the international community and NGOs, because they realize that this evacuation is going to be necessary. Those 1.4 million people that were sitting in Rafah must go north in order for this fight to be finished. And the Israelis know that they cannot do this until they have solved for the humanitarian challenge that the Biden administration has been warning about. I will say, though, that probably the biggest challenge that will come will not be from fighting Hamas. And we've talked about this perhaps briefly on your program in the past. The reports that I'm getting suggest that there are, in fact, large tunnels beneath the ground connecting Egypt and Rafah. And when the Israelis do find them, this will be a very messy diplomatic situation between Cairo and Jerusalem. I don't know whether they have even started to deconflict on this. But, you know, let's say it takes 2 to 3 weeks to finish off Hamas once Israel starts the final phase of the war in Rafah. That will be good news, but then comes the complexity afterwards. Everyone's been talking about the day after in terms of who governs Gaza. I think there will be questions about the day after in terms of who actually has been running the weapons pipeline into Rafah from Egypt. And that will be a very awkward question to answer.
So the Hamas operation is right now not off, not on. It's holding status quo. This report of the IDF destroying launches in Gaza, I understand, but we need to attend immediately to the north. Hezbollah has been active. I believe that over these last days, they've fired several thousand projectiles. There's a video on the front page of the Times of Israel right now showing a drone flying into what is described as a community center in northern Israel in the Arab al-Aramshi district. One critically injured, 18 hurt overall. The Hezbollah operation directly takes orders from Tehran. So what do you see right now of Hezbollah's intentions? There was combat over these last days. I believe the IDF is confirming that it destroyed Hezbollah commanders down on the coast. The operation to clear out Hezbollah has long been talked about. Is that off now, Jonathan? Must we attend to Iran first?
Well, I think the Israelis are going to have to walk and chew gum here with the multiple fronts that they are dealing with. I don't think there's a question about it. And I think, by the way, the Israelis feel like they're up to the task, at least right now. And I suppose that's a good thing because they don't have much of a choice. But what we saw was that Hezbollah did, in fact, take part in that onslaught the other night. It wasn't only Iran that fired rockets at Israel. Hezbollah fired some as well. And the Israelis were forced to shoot those down while contending with all the others. It did create confusion in the skies, or at least that was the intention. I think the Israelis came away from that test looking quite good. As we all know, the Israelis knocked down 99%+ of whatever was fired at them from all directions. But I think, you know, when the dust settled, the understanding perhaps around the world was, oh, phew, you know, this battle is over. Actually, it never was. That the Iranians have been directing fire from Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis and other militias in Iraq and Syria intermittently, sporadically, sometimes regularly, from all of these fronts. And so the Israelis suffered a tough one today, 18 injured, a direct suicide drone strike in the north of Israel, where already, as we know, 60 to 100,000 people have been vacated from their homes because of the very dicey security situation up there. So the Israelis continue to take their lumps. They're giving it right back, though. I mean, we know that they've taken out senior commanders from the Radwan forces, as they're called. These are the senior commandos within within Hezbollah. There have been more than 300 Hezbollahis killed since this conflict began. Major strategic sites have been destroyed. Production houses, warehouses, all of these things are getting destroyed, and Hezbollah is getting weakened by the day. But it all comes at a cost because the Israelis are forced to expend effort in yet another front where there are multiple fronts brewing at once. This one, I believe, other than Iran itself, is probably the most dangerous. The Israelis know it. They still have an order of battle. They'd like to finish Gaza before they have to go north, but they may not have that luxury. And this is what we're watching to see. What is exactly the Iranian strategy? The Israelis, I think, are still trying to decipher that before they can respond in kind.
Yes, we can all remember, as Jonathan just reminded us, Sun Tzu, you do not defeat the enemy, you defeat the enemy's strategy. Jonathan Shanzer, Vice President for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He is in Tel Aviv. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batman.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.